This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
We've got a great show this morning. I'm really excited about having our guest here. I'll introduce him in a minute. It was not easy getting this particular individual in here because in addition to us wanting to talk to him here on Off the Shelf, lots of people want to talk to Tony Costa, including members of Congress, about what's going on with GSA's public building service. But before we get in and talk to Tony this morning, I want to remind you, our loyal listeners here, that we welcome your feedback on Off the Shelf. If you have a question for Mr. Costa after today's show, you want to drop us a line, that's fine. If you have an idea for a show topic, we'd love to hear that too, or a question for your humble host, that's always appropriate as well. You can reach us here. Our email address is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. So, as I mentioned and alluded to, our guest today here on Off the Shelf is Tony Costa. Tony is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service. That makes him a very important person in Washington as one of the leading people in the General Services Administration, having oversight for many, many public buildings, both owned and leased federal space, not just in Washington, but really around the world. A very high-profile position, and one, as I'm sure we go through this today, you'll see that has lots of stakeholders. It's kind of obvious if you lose part of a building. So, Tony Costa, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Larry, good morning. Thanks for having me. I love talking about what we do. We have over 6,400 great people in GSA's Public Building Service doing good work every day. Thanks for having me.
No, I think it'll be great. As I've mentioned, I appreciate you taking the time to be here. Mr. Costa, for our listeners who don't know, has an extraordinarily busy schedule, and it's great to actually have him here and in the studio with us. So, Tony, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you and your neck of the woods these days. Many of our listeners may already be familiar with some of the basic duties of the Public Building Service. As I mentioned at the top, managing and federally owned and federally leased space, building, maintaining federal property, things of that nature. Tell us something about PBS that the man on the street might not know. What are some of the important functions that your service fulfills that may not get the headlines, maybe not at least until something goes wrong?
Well, we do some basic stuff that anyone that would know us as government's landlord we do. We manage over 360 million square feet of space. And one interesting thing is that the way Congress set us up is that federal agencies pay us rent for their space. And we get to use that funding to both operate, maintain, and build and renovate buildings. But the neat thing about it is that federal agencies get to make a decision every day about the amount and the location of their space, and that's the way it's supposed to be. They're supposed to make those decisions about what they consume. I think it's a great system, and it works pretty well. A couple of things that we do that might not be so evident to most folks: we have a really extensive arts program. We have over 26,000 works of art that we manage. Much of that art really comes from the Works Progress Administration in the 1930s. It's interesting. We look back at that art right now, and some of the responsibility that we've been given related to the Recovery Act really harkens back to that artwork. For those of you who don't know, at that time in the 30s, the federal government really employed lots of folks to build bridges, build buildings, but also to paint and sculpt, and a lot of that work is in our inventory. So it's a pretty interesting and important aspect of what we do every day, and I don't think many folks know about it. So that, I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool, too. I mean, some of the things I've seen in your office building down at 18th and F that are on location at GSA are kind of harken back definitely to the WPA era, and it kind of neat to have that that management responsibility for it along with the physically managed space that you all have. One major area we've talked about, Tony, here previously on Off the Shelf is how the service is working on ARRA money. Can you tell us now a little bit about where you all are here as we get towards the end of the 2009 calendar year, and what will 2010 hold?
Well, recovery has certainly kept us on our toes. I have to say, first of all, we're really proud of the role that we're playing to help the country get back on its feet. I've really never seen anything that's charged up our folks in GSA as much as recovery. I think people really are proud of the work, and they've had to work really, really hard to get things moving. The Public Building Service was given $5.5 billion to both renovate our buildings, build some new buildings, with the basic theme of greening our inventory to help help with energy management, to actually not only improve energy management within our buildings, but help the economy and really push the GSA and the federal government from the standpoint of helping create a green economy, green jobs. So it's been a pretty awesome responsibility, and we're proud of the work that we've done so far. Again, of that $5.5 billion, about $4.5 billion is related directly to the renovation of our buildings, and about $1 billion related to construction of land ports of entry and courthouses. We moved very, very quickly. We expect to obligate and award contracts for about $2 billion by the end of this year and another $2 billion by March of next year. So people are really, really working hard to get that money out into the economy.
And yet, at the same time, it's not like Congress or the administration suddenly said to you, here you go, Public Building Service, have an extra 20 people to do all of this with.
No, they didn't. And again, that's meant we've moved some folks around to manage the work. We've hired some new folks. We've hired contractors to help us manage. And we brought some folks back who had retired. So it's been a good mix and a task for us to really become more show that we can be flexible and speedy. Speedy is something that is a word that wouldn't necessarily describe us in the past, but it's allowed us to really change the organization and forced us to look at how we do things. I think it's going to have great long-term repercussions for the organization.
Well, always good to keep moving forward, particularly moving at the speed of need. And one of the things I want to talk to you about a little bit later in the show is some of the impetuses, or impeti maybe, that you have for moving quickly. You mentioned in one of your answers, Tony, the phenomena of border crossings, and I know that that's something that certain key members of Congress have very near and dear to them. So if I'm hearing your answer correctly, there will be some good opportunities moving forward in 2010 in ARRA land. Not everything got out the door this year, not just in PBS, but in across the government as well. And that probably was intentional, making sure that there was a sustained boost to the economy over a couple of years. So moving forward, people will have some good opportunities.
Yeah, no question about it. As a matter of fact, most of the work that we were able to push out initially was work that had been kind of on the way to being done, work that had already been designed, et cetera. A lot of the work that we'll be awarding in the coming months will actually be for smaller projects across the country. We have work planned in over 250 buildings in all 50 states. And again, much of the work will be done in smaller chunks, more limited systems work in buildings, but again, in way more buildings. So there's going to be a lot of work hitting the streets. So it's going to be pretty exciting, I think, for a lot of people.
Well, that's good to have the work hitting the streets. It keeps people like you and me off the streets. My guest today is Tony Costa. Tony is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about PBS and how it's spending its ARRA allotment, some of the mechanics of how it's getting those dollars out the door. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions, and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Larry Allen, your host and president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, where we bring you every Tuesday morning at this precise time the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We're talking this half hour to Tony Costa. Tony is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service. He is one of the most recognized individuals in the world of public building management, certainly somebody who has tremendous respect throughout the government as a recognized leader in this field. So we're delighted to have him with us on Off the Shelf today. We talked a little bit in that first segment, started, Tony, a little bit about ARRA money and where PBS is in the process of distributing it. Let's drill down a little bit and talk about mechanics, the mechanics of how PBS is spending its ARRA money. And by that, I mean the contract types that you all are using to get that money through contractors and into the economy, things of that nature. I know that Public Building Service has had a long history of managing its own indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts. Many people like those contracts because, as you mentioned in our first segment, that enables you all to move out fairly quickly. Recently, though, your services made an increased look at taking a look at how the use of GSA schedules. Is the pattern here different in terms of ARRA distributions from traditional procurement methods? More or less the same, or what's going on?
Well, it's definitely a little bit different. I'd mentioned earlier that at least in the first part of our spend over the last number of months, we did rely on our more traditional kinds of procurement methods, basically because the projects were larger and had been in the works somewhere in the procurement process. But for this next round of spending, we have prepared to use different methods than the Public Building Service usually does. There is some irony in that our sister service, the Federal Acquisition Service, they do a wonderful job. Traditionally, though, the Public Building Service hadn't really used FAS as much as we should have. Over the last couple of years, we've been trying to change that relationship. FAS has been terrific working with us. And frankly, recovery gave us an opportunity to really strengthen that bond between the Public Building Service and the Federal Acquisition Service, and we're doing just that. We are continuing to use IDIQ contracts, but we're also using the schedules more, and we've worked with the Federal Acquisition Service to actually create acquisition vehicles to buy things like professional services, to do commissioning our buildings, construction management, project management, service that we did not procure through the Federal Acquisition Service, but we are now. So things have really changed. I think they'll continue to change as folks in the Public Building Service get more and more used to using these vehicles. They're finding that they're terrific, they're fast, and they work well. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, that's good. I mean, because you're talking about moving at the speed of need, and of course you also want to make sure that you're meeting the customer need, but government also, as we know, in procurement has many masters it has to serve. One of them is making sure that you're making good use of socioeconomically classified companies, that you are, you know, mixing up the pot a little bit, making sure that everybody has an opportunity to compete. That kind of something that goes into your overall acquisition philosophy?
It sure does. We have a great record.
Well, right, and it's one of those things that's, you know, kind of important to do, particularly on high-profile spending projects like the Recovery Act. Let's shift up gears for a minute, and we've been talking about the Public Building Service as is appropriate for a show like this, but let's also talk a little bit about Tony Costa and how Tony Costa ended up at PBS. What sort of background and skills does one need to become the Deputy PBS Commissioner? Tony, for example, I'm interested to know if you started out in public buildings, and if so, what's been the biggest surprise to you since you've been ensconced in this area?
Well, I did start at GSA's Public Building Service. I grew up in New Jersey, pretty much a blue-collar, ethnic Italian family. I spent my summers putting in curbs and sidewalks, so I guess I started out in construction way back then. But went to graduate school for city planning and decided to apply to what is now called the Presidential Management Fellowship Program. Thought I'd spend a couple of years in Washington, D.C. having fun, and then moving on to become a local planner somewhere. Frankly, I hadn't even been to D.C. before I crossed the 14th Street Bridge and saw the Washington Monument, and like everyone else, got goosebumps. Started out at GSA's Public Building Service in 1984, and really I've spent my career there. I marked 25 years this September. It's been a wonderful ride. Interestingly, when I started, I didn't really realize how much my academic preparation would serve me. What it comes down to is I really love real estate, finance, and politics. And frankly, I can't think of a better place to be involved in all three of those things. Everyone wants a building. Everyone wants a building, and they all have a good idea of where it needs to be. And that's pretty much what we do. I think the big issue for me, the reason why I enjoy working at GSA so much, is that one thing we get to do is implement plans. And as a planner, I don't mind doing plans, but the fun part of it is we have money for projects and we get to make it happen. So it's been terrific fun. Yeah,
good to see it actually come, in this case, literally in concrete.
No question about it. No question about it. And I get to explain it. It's pretty funny. Going back to New Jersey, I still get questions about what I do. People assume that I meet the president pretty much on a weekly basis. I don't, for the record. But when I talk to them about what I do, they get it. We build buildings, and that's what I've been doing for my whole life, and my cousins are still doing that work. So it's kind of fun.
Well, that's good. So, you know, like a lot of people, you got into this almost a little bit by accident. Come to Washington, get a little Potomac fever, and here you are 25 years later. But also over that time, as I mentioned, become somebody who is extremely well-regarded, very well-recognized in this field. Anything that you might mention for the people coming up behind you, stuff to look out for, stuff to be on alert?
Well, I think the advice I give folks, frankly, really do things that other folks don't want to do. I think that serves people well as they're moving through an organization. Value those relationships with people because, frankly, that's what you rely on because the business changes a lot, and what you need to rely on are those relationships that you build. So that's the best advice I give folks coming into any kind of organization, whether it's a public agency or the private sector.
Those are good comments, and I hope our listeners, particularly if you have people who are selecting or looking at selecting a federal career, take to heart. My guest today is Tony Costa. Tony is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about customer relationships and some of the customers that GSA's Public Building Service has that are obvious and maybe some that aren't so obvious. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the Coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common-sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the Coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday morning at this time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions acquisition. We're talking this week to Tony Costa. Tony is the Deputy Commissioner of GSA's Public Building Service. Before we resume our conversation with Tony, I want to remind our listeners that we welcome your feedback here at Off the Shelf. Certainly over the first two segments. We've talked about some pretty interesting things with Tony, Recovery Act, GSA's ongoing opportunities to build and manage federal buildings, as well as a little career advice. So if you have an idea or question for Tony or for myself or for a future topic you'd like to see here on Off the Shelf, drop us an email. Our email address here at the station is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. We love to get loyal listener feedback. Tony Costa, as we went into the last break, I promised our listeners, a discussion of some of the key relationships that you mentioned and that you have to manage. And you mentioned in the last segment that maintaining those personal and business relationships with people throughout your career really is key. And that's one of the things I've kind of come to believe myself is no matter where you are every day, we're still working with people and they like to be treated that way. So let's talk about some of the key customer relationships that are critical to the public building service. You all have a fairly high profile, as you said. People like to build buildings, and they want buildings built for them, and they have a general idea of where they want them built. You all have a lot of people that might consider themselves customers. How do you manage the expectations of such a diverse group, people like the U.S. court systems, Department of Homeland Security, et cetera?
Well, our relationship with our customers, we continually have to work on it. I think when you look back many, many moons ago at our job, we were basically, we provided services, but we also were a regulatory agency. We pretty much told you what you needed, how you'd get it, and when you got it. That world disappeared a while ago, but sometimes I feel like, frankly, we don't remember that that world has disappeared. We're like any other service organization. We need to relate to our customers in the same way they want to be related. Well, like we all want to be related to when we're buying services in our personal lives. And again, we have to do a better job of that. We are working on how we communicate. I know it sounds silly, but we don't communicate often enough, consistently enough, and well enough to our customers. I think we're so busy trying to get the job done, sometimes we forget that people are waiting on the, to get a call back or something like that. So that's an important part of our job that we need to do a little bit better. And then the other thing is we need to recognize that our customers are all different. Oftentimes we try to talk about how we do business and to explain to our customers how we do business. But we need to do a better job of actually changing the way we do business to meet the needs of specific customers. They're all different. They have different priorities. They have different pressures, and we have to adjust the way we deal with them based on those differences. And again, I think probably the most important part of what we need to do, and we do a pretty good job of, but we need to do a better job, is really asserting our expertise. We have a ton of expertise about how the workplace works. And what has an impact on productivity in that workplace? I think too often we ask our customers to figure out what is becoming an increasingly complex workplace when it comes to telecommunications, the amount of space. It is really difficult to sort through what you need to buy out there. And we need to be more upstream with our customers to help them figure out what they might need. They might not even need space. And I think that if we do a better job of that, we will be establishing more strategic relationships with our customers to feel like we're a trusted partner. I'm not sure we're there yet, but we're working hard to make that happen.
So things like teleworking, telecommuting, flexible hotel type spaces as temporary, non-specific offices are referred to many times. These are all issues that I know are in the federal workforce or in the commercial workforce too. Sometimes feds seem like they're really in the vanguard of some of this. So I think if I heard what you were saying, you're talking about the resident expertise that you all have in these and maybe some other emerging fields and how federal agencies get to make the best use of that.
No question about it. The workforce is changing. Folks joining us now have very different expectations about their day-to-day work life. We have to adjust if we're going to continue to recruit the best people. I think we have the best job, so we need to recruit the best people. And I think a big part of it is what the GSA and GSA's Public Building Service, what we have to offer from the standpoint of workplace.
Well, I've met many of the people that work with you, and I can tell you that the people we've worked with are really of the highest professional caliber. So,
well, thanks, Larry. That's great to hear.
Absolutely. Now, we would be derelict in our duty here, Tony, if we didn't talk about the other key relationship that the Public Building Service has, and that is with the U.S. Congress. They always like to know what's going on in the service and how they can help. What are the current hot-button issues for Congress in regards to PBS today? Certainly it's part of its Recovery Act, but there are always ongoing challenges in terms of meeting congressional expectations. I alluded to things like border patrol crossings, things of that nature. Dog sled rides in northern Maine in your horizon?
No question about it. We have lots of varieties of dog sled rides in northern Maine. It's again, the interesting thing about being in the public building service is we have national issues we deal with, and then we have very, very local issues. Which part of downtown might we build a building means a lot to local communities.
Apparently.
And so we hear often from members of Congress, not only about big issues like recovery and how we're managing the national program, but what we're doing on a local basis. Clearly, Congress is interested in how we're doing implementing recovery, the number of jobs we're creating, how we're keeping projects on schedule, how we're contracting for those jobs, and those projects are all real important things to Congress right now. Now, greening in general is important. How we're managing our inventory, how we're managing energy use. What we're trying to do is look at our jobs a little bit different when it comes to greening. The federal government's relatively conservative in general with how we do business. What we're looking to do is reassert really what we've done in the past, which has been kind of a proving ground for emerging technology or emerging workplace issues. For instance, GSA banned smoking in its office space. We were the first folks to ban smoking many, many years ago. And of course, that's a general practice now. We'd like to apply that to greening so that we can test technology that's out there. We're not a lab. We don't do primary research, but we should be able to use what's out there and see if it works and help industry decide what works and what doesn't. So we're really looking to push that part of our work. It gets people excited about their jobs to try new things, and we're going to do a little bit of that. And Congress is interested in how we look at that. A broad issue that's been ongoing for us is the amount of space that we own versus lease. It's better for us to own space, just like at times it's better for you all to own your own home rather than rent it. And our trend is not going the right way. So that's a continuing focus of Congress. And then the fourth thing that's really been a hot button is security in our buildings. We're spending a lot of money to do the right thing, which is secure our buildings, but we have an obligation to keep buildings as open as they can be for the public and people who need to do business in those buildings. So that's a hot issue too. So we're trying to manage all of that. I think we're doing a good job, and it's really exciting stuff.
I want to thank you, Tony Costa, the Deputy Commissioner for GSA's Public Building Service, for being my guest here today on Off the Shelf. You're a busy man, and now I think our listeners probably have a better understanding of why that is. I am Larry Allen. Join us again next week on Off the Shelf as we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
WFED, Washington.